I saw this over the weekend, and I actually saw it in an online publication from the UK, the Telegraph. Now I've seen it pop up a couple of times, including USA Today. I saw it, what I was also looking at, MSN.com and a couple other sites, about how there is a report out from the from a researcher, especially at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, suggesting that the six-foot range that's being talked about for social distancing is not enough.
Yeah.
Lydia Borobia, an associate professor at MIT, get this. She's researched the dynamics of exhalations, coughs, and sneezes for years at the Fluid Dynamics of Disease Transmission Laboratory.
Who knew?
Who knew that we had a Fluid Dynamics of Disease Transmission Laboratory? She finds that gaseous clouds can travel up to 27 feet. 27 feet, that's like three times, well, more than three times that we're talking about now.
She's three feet longer than the other one I read the other day. It was 24 feet.
Oh, did you? See, I didn't see that. I just saw this one.
This is why the public is so confused.
Well, she says her research is calling for better measures to protect healthcare workers and potentially more distance from infective people. She says current guidelines are based on large droplets as the method of transmission for the virus, and the idea that those large droplets can only go a certain distance. She says peak speeds of these clouds when people sneeze and cough can reach 33 to 100 feet per second. And she says currently the used surgical and N95 masks are not tested for these potential characteristics of respiratory emissions. She says the idea that droplets hit a virtual wall and stop there and then we are safe needs to be questioned. And it is being questioned by somebody else. Dr. Paul Pottinger, an infectious disease professor at the University of Washington. He says, for me, the question is not how far the germs can travel, but how far they can travel before they're no longer a threat. The smaller the germ particles, the lower the risk that they might infect somebody who would breathe them in or get them stuck in their nose or their mouth. And he suggests that if there were a problem, that the social distancing aspect of 6 feet were not proper, then we'd see more sick people than we do now because of 27 feet where the aspect nobody's 27 feet away from each other.
Well, if our reporters go to cover a story, they're going to need a long boom on that microphone, aren't they?
I mean, yeah, from 6 feet to 27 feet. That's
to shout your question.
That's quite
a megaphone.
Difference.
Yeah.
Now, the World Health Organization has gotten in on this, too.
Of course.
In a statement, WHO says, WHO carefully monitors emerging evidence about this critical topic and will update the scientific brief as more information becomes available. The World Health Organization welcomes modeling studies, which are helpful for planning purposes, as WHO teams work with several modeling groups to inform our work. And this was actually published in the Journal of American Medicine, I guess, last week. Why it's suddenly getting some play, I don't know, but it is. So just further to add to the conversation, 6 feet, 27 feet, or as you said the other day, you saw 24 feet, Art?
Yep.
That's the conversations and the concern of going on today. Okay. So what do you do?
Stay home, 0 feet, total feet.
Well, that's all that. So can you, because if you were to apply this, well, I suppose in your own household, you'd think that you'd be safe from your own household member.
Yeah, as long as nobody's gone out and brought the germ in, you should be fine, you know.
Because, you know, the social distancing, virus. 27 your feet in some households, I mean, someone's going to have to be upstairs and someone's going to have to be downstairs.
Somebody has to be outside, somebody means. It depends on the size of the house.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. Now, she did say, by the way, going back to this researcher, she had one more statement. Oh, the responder to that, I'm sorry, Dr. Pottinger from the University of Washington said this. This is his quote. Droplets of saliva, snot, and spit that almost look like rain, if you will, when someone sneezes.
Three S's, yes.
Yes, are large enough that gravity still acts on them, usually within about 6 feet of leaving somebody's body. Those larger will drop to the ground. And that's why he says that's why he thinks the six-foot rule comes in. She's talking about large droplets being the threat that travel further. He's suggesting that they don't because of
gravity. Wait a minute. The virus hits the ground. Is that right? Well, okay.
The droplets hit the ground, but if the virus is within the droplets.
New restriction, though.
Uh-oh.
No walking.
Everybody up on a ladder. I don't know. We'll put a link up to the story so you can find it yourself, and you can be the judge and determine for yourself whether 6 feet or 27 feet need to be part of the conversation.